what has happened over the last 2 years since April 2019, when we saw revolution in Sudan, was an economy, a financial setup that was effectively only being used for the betterment of one individual for 30 years, which was the former leader of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, and his cronies. So when we saw the revolution in 2019, there was an inheritance of an economy that had been run for 30 years as a kleptocracy for one person. So there is a significant need for reform within the framework. There's significant need for reform within the financial institutions themselves. And I think that runs very much from the very top, the Sudan Central Bank, all the way through to private financial institutions as well. So what we're talking about is a real need, a real sea change to move from a financial industry that was set up to feed one person to an industry to feed the whole of Sudan.
Your report talks quite a bit about reforming Sudan's central bank, which seems to be at the heart of these reforms and fundamental changes you say must happen to improve the economy. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Sudanese Central Bank acts as the overall arbiter of the financial industry and the economy in Sudan. So in this report, what we're looking to, or what we're calling for, is that central bank to take a leading role, to take a leading role in the improvement of the economy and the improvement of the lives of everyday Sudanese people. And to do that, we need a central bank, as we argue in the report, that is independent, acts as a independent supervisor, and can provide the kind of supervision to banks and other financial institutions which haven't been in place for decades under the rule of Bashir.
Yes, and again, you speak of fundamental changes and deep reforms. What is the importance of this with relation to the transition in Sudan now and the current economic situation, which is quite dire?
Yeah, so despite a number of improvements, despite a number of positive steps by the Sudanese government since 2019, the economy remains incredibly fragile. It remains incredibly weak, and particularly in certain areas, including banking. And so really, we're arguing, or we're calling in this report for the Sudanese government and its international allies to really focus on banking sector reforms, to really focus on putting in place the kind of standards, the kind of framework that's required in order to set up both the central bank and other financial institutions for success. There has been a number of years where Sudan was isolated from the international financial world for various reasons. Many of those hurdles have been overcome. Many of those barriers have been lifted. What we now need to see is the Sudanese Central Bank, financial institutions, and international partners and allies to really implement some really fundamental changes to the way that the banking industry works in Sudan in order to really start to improve the lives of Sudanese people.
You also speak of policy actions. What specific actions must the transitional government of Sudan take in order to put in place and enact these reforms you speak about?
So we've set out in the report four main areas. So the first area we're looking at is transparency. So we're calling for the Sudanese government, alongside international partners, either the World Bank or maybe the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to look at the central bank and conduct forensic audits on the central bank and other bodies to begin to understand exactly what they own, what they operate and how they have operated over the last 30 years, or get a sense of how they've operated. We're also calling for a recommendation that the Sudanese government needs to get a real handle and a really clear understanding of the involvement of security forces in both banks and other private firms. So we have the Sudanese Armed Forces, we have the Rapid Support Forces, who are continuing to hold, we believe, because we don't really know, because there's a lack of transparency, but we believe currently owning shares and other holdings in a number of lucrative sectors of the Sudanese economy. We're calling for real transparency on that as well, to understand who and what and where those holdings are held. We're also making clear calls for the for banking supervision, for the central bank to work with international partners to improve its access to high quality training for Sudanese civil sector workers, for banking workers to be able to understand how to operate in a safe and transparent manner. And then really a call for technical assistance as well from the international community to work alongside the Sudanese government to improve the situation. And the final point on the report, which I think is a very important one as well, is a call for the Sudanese government to work with international partners to start to look clearly and with real focus on identifying, seizing and returning assets that have been lost from the Sudanese economy, assets which are held abroad in places like the UK, places like the US, for those assets to be returned to the Sudan to help improve the economy as well.